Thursday?
It is Throwback Thursday.
Oh, that's right. This is when everyone posts really old pictures of themselves.
That's right. I don't have any, like, really old pictures on my phone because I take so many pictures of babies right now that...
That's all that's on your phone.
That's all that's on my phone.
I'm like, oh, look, there's your baby in the same exact position as in this one. And this one. And this one. Oh, and this one, too.
I was gonna text you a video last night, and then I was like, you know what? No.
Why?
She's just going to make fun.
Why would I make fun?
That's mean. Because it's the greatest video of all time.
Are you going to show me right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it makes for good radio, right?
Yeah.
I sent it to grandparents instead.
Oh, that's appropriate.
Because I feel like grandparents care.
They do. They really, really do.
Yeah. So, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Happy February 7th.
I don't know. Okay, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Just one more day until my birthday.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you're just drawing this out, like, a lot.
I don't think I am. I think this has been a short birthday week, considering all the other birthday weeks I've ever had.
Yeah. So, my son is now 11 weeks old.
Yes.
Still pretty young.
This is growing up so fast.
You know, and then the baby smiles, and everybody's like, oh, that's cute. And then there's the one person, like, who's a TJ, who's like, oh, that's gas. It's got to be gas. Because babies, they're still too little. They don't smile yet. It's like, just when they're uncomfortable, it's gas. So I took this video last night, and I feel like it's probably the cutest video in the entire universe, because I was going to take his onesie off so we could get him in the bathtub, and I accidentally touched under his armpit and discovered a little something. So, oh no. Yeah, yeah. He laughs. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, oh. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes on for 17 minutes. I'm just kidding.
He just keeps doing that, but we recorded it.
Yeah, I recorded the whole thing. So, yeah, we're going to listen to my son laugh for the next 17 minutes.
That's okay. That is adorable.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I really have, like, multiple videos. Yay, look, I made him laugh this way. Watch, take a video. Watch this. I made him laugh this way. Take another video.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know. Anyways.
Very cute.
Yeah, I'm excited. Today is Theology Thursday on Thursday.
On Thursday today.
So, Jarrett coming in. Mm-hmm. J-Dog, if you like to call him.
Yes, he doesn't know this yet.
He doesn't know, no.
I call him J-Dog.
Our dear friend Jarrett from the San Fran, from the Bay Area.
That's right. Which is funny, because we had communion last night at church, and that's how Skip introduced him.
Really?
Yeah, he's from San Francisco, the Bay Area. Cool guy. Now pastor here. I'm like, oh, this is so funny. This is like a biography of Jarrett.
Yeah, man. So he's going to come hang out with us today. I'm really excited. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We got some pretty big stuff to talk to him about starting today, February 7th, to February 14th. This whole week is National Marriage Week. So we're going to be talking a lot about that this morning. I'm excited.
I am too.
Good stuff.
Oh, just a bit.
And we're going to be talking to Matthew from Albuquerque here in just, Four, three, two, one. Static. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Maybe his phone call dropped. He's always talking about his phone service. Maybe this time it's really...
But I said...
His phone call dropped. He's going to call back. You know what? You just wait, because he's going to call back.
But it's too late. I'm already playing his music now, so... I don't want to go through
all
that
again.
Hey,
Matthew from Albuquerque, how's it going?
Oh, you know, crazy. Hey, Mitch. Hey, Steve-O. How's that Brody? How's that Brody doing?
It's the Brody.
How's the Brody doing?
Ready?
I just feel like it's not going to be as good as the original.
Go.
Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry about that. My phone is... It doesn't spawn here, even though it's the Lawrence Cell Company.
You know, we don't even have caller ID, but I just know when it hits like 6:13 to 6:15.
It's you.
It's got to be you. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Nobody else calls this early.
Yeah, guys, I've been talking to Thebes.
Yes!
Hobbs, I guess, over Twitter.
Actually, he's not. No, Calvin is from Hobbs.
Thebes is from California.
Yeah, he lives in California.
You're talking to someone who is in California.
Yeah, California. Ooh.
And he uses the name Thebes from Hobbs, huh?
No, it's Calvin from Hobbs.
Calvin from Hobbs. Thebes lives in California. I understand how that could be confusing because we have a lot of people with names like Matthew from Albuquerque. Calvin from Hobbs. Thebes.
Just Thebes.
Hey, Steve-O, I could hear you making some good imitations of me. I mean, on the radio.
Do you like that?
While I was trying to call back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was good right there. You know what I mean?
Hey,
why do a cheap imitation when you can actually have the original?
Boom! Right?
Exactly. Oh. You know what? You have your priorities straight. In order.
Yeah. Good job.
You actually have to in middle school or else you're going to be just completely lost.
Yeah. Dude,
you know what? I agree.
Give a life lesson to mid schoolers listening right now.
Middle school was awful for me.
What's the biggest thing you've learned so far in middle school?
Well, one is that you actually have to be on time to your classes. Yeah, I mean, it's not like before where you were sitting in one class all day. Now you have seven classes you have to move around.
Oh, right, right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Be on time or they're going to mark you tardy.
Yeah.
I forgot that you, like, fifth grade, you have, like, a teacher, and then sixth grade, it's like, bam! Get to six different classrooms now!
Good luck.
Oh.
It was crazy for me, guys, the first year in middle school. I remember that experience.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking. I'm sorry. But, so what is, wait, the best thing that you've learned throughout middle school?
Not to be tardy.
That's it?
I don't know.
I feel like he was talking about priorities.
Oh. Well, one thing is that you have to study or fail a test.
That's true.
That's the way I've learned it. I haven't had to retake that much tests in my 3 years. I mean, one, because I can't come that 2 hours school because of my, I'm having my mom to take me. You know what I mean? She's at my sister's school. My dad works.
Yep.
So you know what I mean.
Wisdom. Thank you.
What do you want to hear this morning?
You know what, Steve? Well, I heard this song last night after expounding this. It was from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yes.
We will go ahead and play that.
You guys need something from that band for
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely, we will play. Are you going to the show? They're coming in less than a week.
Ooh, I don't know if the tickets are sold out. What I've heard so far.
Tickets are still available.
They're still available. There are only a few left, but you should totally be there. We're going to be there.
Yeah, we are.
Ooh, Worthy, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
The Worthy part is for my best buddy. So.
There you go.
Hey, put that song out and we'll put it out to the bus company manager, Michael Herrera.
Not just the bus driver anymore. We're going for the whole company.
Company manager,
go
Michael.
Go big or go home!
That's right.
You guys are crazy. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
I just gave him finger guns through the air. You're doing it, kid. You're doing it. So next Tuesday, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken in Concert. Yeah, you don't want to miss this one.
MyStaticRadio.com. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, tickets are only $15 in advance. They're going to be $20 at the door. So don't wait until the last minute to get your tickets. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Spoken, brand new band called Rest, going to be opening things up. And it's going to be sweet.
I'm excited.
This one going out to the bus company manager.
Michael.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michael, for this one.
Steve Owen-Bitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Spoken. Through it all.
Through it all.
They'll be releasing their brand new record this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, and on Tuesday is the same day as Red Jumpsuit.
That's right. Spoken and Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. It is Spoken CD release show and Red Jumpsuit Apparatus playing as well. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Tickets are only $15. You can get them now at mystaticradio.com. Don't be that person that is in line waiting and hoping that there's still tickets at the door because we may have a few tickets at the door.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But it's not super likely.
Right.
The way it's looking.
Yeah. One, you'll save $5 a ticket if you get them in advance. And two, you'll actually get a ticket. So get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com. It is 6:30 Thursday, which means Thursday News Day.
Breaking news. A car was towed after the spot is repainted as handicapped.
Stop it.
Authorities in Tel Aviv, Israel, repainted a parking spot as a handicapped zone while a car was parked there. Then, after parking was complete, they towed the car away for parking illegally because it didn't have a permit. The owner of the car received an apology from the city.
Wait, so the city authorities painted the spot and then...
And then they towed it.
Wow. That's messed up, dude.
That's really funny.
That's not funny. I thought somebody, like, pranked him and, like, painted the... No. If city officials painted a spot and then towed my car...
Okay.
I would want way more than just an apology.
That is hilarious.
No, it is not. Sorry. Okay. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Emergency responders in Boston said a construction worker who fell 30 feet was spared serious injury when he landed on bubble wrap. The pile of bubble wrap had been taken from the construction site scaffolding. I don't know what that is.
They wrap the scaffolding in bubble wrap?
Scaffolding.
Scaffolding, you know, like the big, beamy stuff.
Yeah.
I just imagine the cardboard box that the scaffolding comes in now.
Yeah. So that's what they did.
Yeah, bubble wrap.
Despite being saved by the plastic packaging material, the worker became lodged in the bubble wrap and needed to be cut free.
Stop it right now. That would be the best. Well, no, that'd be... Never mind. That's like the best worst idea in the history of the world. Okay.
And last for your breaking news. German police have received a ransom note from the thief who stole a 100-year-old 44-pound cookie sculpture from outside a famous bakery. The note came with a photo of the stolen cookie being held by the thief dressed as the Cookie Monster.
Are you serious right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is that your breaking news?
That's my breaking news. Back to you.
Wow. I don't know what I would do if I was a police officer who got a ransom note with the dude dressed like the Cookie Monster.
I realized that I couldn't be a police officer because I can't take things like that seriously. I just laugh. Like, right. I can't take that as, like, a serious problem. Even when I get phone calls that are like, hi, I really... This is bad.
Oh, Don't say it. What are you going to say?
When I was a receptionist, I got pranked a lot, all right?
True story.
So, I got pranked a lot. It's by the pastors. And they'd be like... They'd make up some crazy,
really outlandish,
weird reason why they needed to speak to a pastor. And, you know... I would have to sit there and be like, okay, hold on one moment. But it got too far one time, and I was like, this is not real. And so, like, I kind of, like, almost started to giggle on the phone, and I almost lost it. It was real.
No!
I can't even tell you what the situation was. It was real.
Right. So this is why
you just have to
prank call people.
Because I have
Boy Who Cried Wolf. I don't even know if that's... Is that the same story?
No.
Is that when the boy was like, wolf! And then, like, he got eaten by a wolf or something?
No, wolf! And then there was nothing there, and everyone went back to their daily lives. And
right.
They said, wolf! And then everyone freaked out again.
So if you keep getting pranked by people, and then...
I stopped taking it seriously, and then when I need to take it seriously, it's, like, opposite of Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Wow. Dude.
So it's really difficult when people are like, I really need to speak to a pastor.
I know.
And it's like... I'm just really having a hard time with my waffle iron, and
this is boring.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Scott Pilgrim.
It really is.
It is 6:34 now, and
I'm not ready for a song, because
guess
what? It's February 7th.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I almost...
And I have some birthdays
ahead. All right.
I'd like to wish a really happy, happy birthday to Ashton Kutcher.
35.
He's 35.
Is he really?
Yes.
He's the same age as the people I know that are 35.
You almost.
Oh, I'm not 35.
You're about to be 35 this year.
Hold on, you're ruining my music because I got it right. I think I pretty much knew that, though, because he seems like my age.
This is the worst.
You know what the worst is? Realizing that
Ashton Kutcher
is the same age as you, and he has done quote unquote way more.
He's also been through a few failed
ups and downs.
Yeah, some crazy
some
ups
more
and downs.
Yeah, I wouldn't really
more downs than ups. You shouldn't
yeah,
really be
I would never really
jealous or anything.
Okay, all right. Who else we got?
I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Like the zebra from Madagascar? Because that's pretty much what I know him from now, thanks to my kids. 43.
48.
Ah!
Also to Eddie Izzard.
Right. I don't know who that is.
Just take a guess.
65.
51.
Okay, I don't know.
James Spader.
Right. 53.
He's 53.
Is he really? You are kidding me! I'm just like waking people up with my magical chicken dance when I get things right. You know it's the best. You know it's the best. It's the best. I'm going to do it every time.
It's the worst.
Okay, what else?
And I don't know who this is. Jason Gedrick? Gedrick? Nope.
26.
46.
I don't know. See, I don't even know who that is.
To Tina Margarino?
What?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Hello, the mafia boss wife?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. 47.
28.
28. I don't know who it is.
And the keyboardist, David Bryan of Bon Jovi.
Yeah, 53.
51. I'd also like to go over to Stever. Is he listening?
Yeah.
Stever.
Hello? Oh, sorry. Hey. Sorry, the LED light.
Would you like
was...
to wish a happy birthday to anyone today?
Yeah.
Who'd you like to wish a happy birthday to?
Katie Lynn Milford.
Hey! It's Katie's birthday!
Yeah, go ahead, Stever. Or Steve-O.
Really? You didn't do the phone call already? Oh, you wanted me to make a guess?
Yeah, that's right. I should call and wake up a pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Good idea.
She is 22.
Yeah!
Woo! Is she really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I knew that, though. Does that count? Does that count if I already knew the person? Do I still get to... You know what, judges? Yes, I do! Caitlin Bilford, you're sleeping right now, girl. You're 22 years old and stuff. Anyways, looks like I'm having a seizure trying to dance like that. What is wrong with me? Stever.
So, the phone call isn't just any phone call.
It's not just any phone call. I've been a part of this phone call for about a decade now. Wow.
For six kids.
Yeah.
So it's six
times
a year.
True story. And so, you know it's a Ryman birthday because all of a sudden you'll hear...
I'm not doing it.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, you go ahead.
Happy birthday. Do you? Hey, go on, get out of here. It's this whole like lounge singer act thing. And I love it. I live for it. It's amazing. He does
so
it all the time.
I'll have to give her a call.
He has 19 kids. He has to do it like every other week. It's amazing. It's great. I want to be around when you call her.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, she probably won't get up till this afternoon.
It's true. She is preggers. Hey, person who...
Oh, my phone is on.
Yeah, your phone. You got to...
Don't worry about it.
You should probably
put
it on
silent. I sent you a Throwback Thursday picture.
Yes! You did?
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, it's on your email.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll definitely post that. So there it is. Thanks, Stever.
Thanks, Stever.
It is Throwback Thursday. I'm going to play some Bon Jovi for you now.
Yes.
No. We got some Civil Twilight, though. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Cold War kids. I've seen enough.
That's kind of how he sings it.
Kinda.
What you just did.
Yeah, kind of.
Is it singing if he just screams?
I don't know. 6:45. Happy Thursday, everybody. Theology Thursday. On Thursday,
that's right.
Coming up. At 9 o'clock with Jarrett coming up right now.
Wow, that was creepy.
That was traffic.
There's an accident. The left lane is blocked on Coors South at Paseo. There's also construction work. Road is closed on Unser between McMahon and Bandelier. Bridge repair, Montano at Culture. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus, right here.
That's right, right here.
Open it up in 14 minutes. Let me get some coffee.
Why are you talking like
some
that?
Some barrow. And on your way to work.
It's like you're talking like Chris Rock meets Renaissance.
Wow. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Like how Chris Rock would have talked if he were in a Shakespeare movie.
There you go.
That's it.
I gotta talk about something. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bummed that I didn't take part in this.
Oh.
Super Bowl was this last Sunday.
That's right.
I saw this in the news this week, and I was a little bummed out because my flat screen, that's not even a flat screen. It's like
a little
the older.
Old. It's not
yeah,
really
so it's
flat.
Not a flat screen. My widescreen. So it's a widescreen TV.
Yes.
It's really, I don't know. It's old
weird
TV.
Seeing one of those.
It's like 7 years old.
Yeah.
Is going out.
Mm-hmm.
So our TV's just like, seriously, like, it's crapping out on us.
Right.
We got little pixels everywhere. But they're not pixels. They're like mirrors because our TV's so old. It was like, they're not pixel. I don't know.
They're mirrors? You can see yourself in it?
Well, no. I tried to, like, get it fixed or whatever, and it was like, dude, this is really old. These aren't pixels. We can't just fix this.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Thank
but
you,
but if
sir.
You could, how much would it be? Oh, more than the cost of a new TV. Okay. Well, I'm just going to go then. Just going
to. Is that how you talk to them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go then.
So you may have seen these commercials around Albuquerque for a local electronic store.
Yeah.
Bios. They were doing this deal where it was like, hey, buy a TV from us. And if the opening kickoff or the second half kickoff is returned for a touchdown, we'll give you your money back.
That's never going to happen.
Dude, I seriously was like, I don't know, man. We need a new TV.
I don't know why you didn't just do it.
Well, we're trying to sell our house.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
And so, honestly, though, every time the commercials came out, I was like, I should seriously do this, because what am I going to lose? Nothing. I'd get a TV, and worst case scenario, well, I'd just have a new TV, because I need a new TV, because
right.
our TV's going out.
So that makes sense, but I understand the conflict as well.
But it's like, oh, we're getting ready to sell our house, and we're trying to move, and we don't want to have to do all this stuff, so you know what, I'm just going to wait. I've even been researching, and it was like, dude, Super Bowl time, best time to buy a TV, because that's when TVs are the cheapest. And
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, but I blew it. And I passed up on it. And sure enough, the second half started with the kickoff return for a touchdown.
So basically, you would have gotten a free TV, but Bios is screwed.
Yeah, they're ponying up, too. They said, quote, we're pretty excited about it. It's fun to see people win. Bios president Rob Kujith admits the store went out on a limb, offering up a full refund on certain TVs and betting if a first or second half kickoff was returned for a touchdown. Now, 76 people took them up on that, and they're getting their money back because it actually happened. That's crazy. ESPN says that it's just the ninth time in Super Bowl history that's ever
wow.
happened as far as a kickoff return for a touchdown, first or second half. That's nearly $115,000 worth of stuff that they are going to be refunding.
So they really went out on a limb, and then it backfired.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Dude, unbelievable. They had a party, Super Bowl party, this couple that they interviewed, and he said once the guy broke to about the 50-yard line, they realized, dude, this is happening. And, of course,
I did not. I'm so glad I was not at that Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
I am so glad I was not at the owner or whoever it is, the Bio Super Bowl party.
They bought a 47-inch TV that cost them about $1,000. And, yeah.
They just pull out a list of people they have to fire. They have to fire all these people.
Oh, man. Yeah, actually, Bio's got insurance on it.
Oh, good.
So there, you know,
okay.
It's an insurance.
What does that cover, though? So, like,
insurance is covering for the refunds. About it was $100,000 worth of coverage. So
yeah. they're out 15?
Yeah. Ish.
Okay.
But still. Yeah.
See if that insurance ever covers them again. I know. That stinks.
I saw the commercial, bitch, like so many times. Oh, and I need a new TV. And I was like, I'm so going to do this, bro.
Just got to do this.
What's the worst that could happen? I mean, I'll have a new TV. Oh, wait, we're trying to sell our house, and we need this money, and we're trying to, like, fix up some things.
But now you would have had that money back.
Shut up. It's not funny.
It's so funny.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you to shut up. That's really rude of me.
I know. It's okay.
You're my friend, and I don't tell my friends things like that, because that's just rude.
Thank you.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah, I was okay from the beginning.
Okay.
Thank Good. You.
It's National Marriage Week, and we're going to be talking a lot about that in the coming days. In fact, today, Jarrett, Pastor Jarrett, coming in the 9 o'clock hour to hang out with us for National Marriage Week. Yeah, we'll get to it. We will. We gotta take a quick break though.
Okay.
We got the Rocket Boys on the way back and, more great music because we're Static Radio and we don't play crap. So.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. For reals, bro.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning. Static Radio!
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Ah, Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that in a while. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
Thursday, as you would say.
No, that's
what?
Not.
What? You don't say Thursday?
I mean, I... No.
You're going to be super stoked.
About?
Well, about the fact that yesterday I was hanging out with some friends. We do small group on Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
And a good friend of mine was like, I'll pray. And he starts praying and he says, God, we thank you for this day.
Yes.
And thank. And I'm like, whoa.
You did not stop him.
Did he just say thank you?
And then everyone pointed and laughed.
No, nobody said a single word. Nobody mentioned anything. Nobody said anything. Nobody, obviously, because we were praying. But thanks to you, I was distracted.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Thanks to you. So apparently you're not the only human in the world that says thank.
Thank. Thank you. Do I say thank you?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mostly I just don't pronounce it. Thank you. It's like thank you.
So I was reading this thing this morning and it was all about crutch phrases and I got to thinking.
You got to thinking?
I got to thinking. There are words people say. Phrases that we use. We kind of have our go-tos. What are my go-to phrases? Do I have any go-to phrases?
Well, 9 times out of 10, it's...
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. I see what you did there, which I think is also another one of mine. It's, I see what you did there.
I see. 9 times out of 10, it's I see what you did there, or it's like, or I don't know, 99% of the time. 98.9.
All right, I get it.
18 times.
I'm trying to think if you have any, like, crutch phrases that you use.
I do.
If anybody would like to call her out, 505-338-3700.
I do. Can I tell you the most annoying thing?
Literally.
No. No.
You've been doing a really good job.
I've been trying.
You've been trying really hard not to use the term literally.
Every time I follow up with something like, oh, I know, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I'm like, why am I pointing this out? I'm like, thanks. Thank you.
For what? Thanks.
I don't know exactly. Like, why am I saying this?
Why are you saying what?
Like,
it's going to be awesome?
It's going to be awesome. Yes, totally. It's going to, yep, be there. You're going to like it.
What are we talking about?
Anything. Just like, I follow up with anything. I'm like, oh, that's going to be so cool. Like, why am I pointing this out? Like, everyone already knows and agrees. It's like, okay, pointing out the obvious. That's just my job in every moment of my life is to point out the obvious, and I hate it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Do you have any crutch phrases or sayings? Like, at the end of the day, or, you know, know what I mean? Our dear friend Matthew from Albuquerque, that's his go-to.
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean? I've noticed that more and more.
Yeah.
When he's hanging.
Know
what I mean? Hey,
know
what I mean?
Know what I mean?
505-338-3700, the phone number. I haven't said 9 times out of 10 in a while. I haven't said 99% of the time in a while. I'm trying to... You know, rid myself of these things.
You used
crutch
to say a
phrases.
Lot.
I don't want to lean on any crutches. I don't need a crutch.
No crutches.
No.
You say 9 times out of 10 without even thinking about
it.
No,
I don't.
Yeah.
Dude, I rarely say that anymore. I say that like 20% of the time.
Do you remember back in the...
Remember back in the day what?
Back in the day when you would say bro, dude.
Dude.
You still say it.
I still say bro, dude?
Bro, dude.
Dude, bro. Bro. But then I named my kid Brody. And I can't really say bro anymore. Because now it's just Brody.
Brody.
Constantly.
Brody.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Crutch phrases.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh, yeah, you posted that.
I did.
All right. You can chime in there as well. If you're on Facebook and you haven't gotten there and liked us... Come on!
You can go ahead and do that now. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We're at 44:15. That's reasonable.
That is pretty reasonable.
We could use some more likes.
Whatevs.
Static.
True story. That's all I'm saying.
True story.
True story.
True story.
True story.
You say that.
A lot.
You say.
True story.
All I'm saying.
True story.
Can we call out this guy back here?
Who, Stever?
Yeah.
Maybe. Depends on which one you're going to call him out. Love the guy?
Yes, that one. Love the guy. Love the guy.
Dude, love the guy.
And that's you're like prepping yourself for, okay, now what?
Now what's he going to say?
Now Mr. Negativo.
That's it.
Oh,
that's,
no?
That's
okay.
It. That's all I was going to say. Love the guy.
Love the guy. Okay, no.
Did you see Justify last night?
Love the guy.
Love the guy. What? True story. see what I did there.
I guess my go-to phrase is, right? That
yes.
just means I'm not listening.
Dude.
Right?
You literally say that all the time.
I called you out on
literally.
One the other day. I called you out on one the other day.
And what did I say?
Because you don't even know that you say it, but you're like a valley girl. Shut up. Shut up. And I'm like, I didn't say anything.
I don't know what it is about like certain phrases that like get to you. I gotta stop that one for sure.
For sure.
For sure. I'll
for
stop
sure,
that
sure.
one. This last weekend, you know, we're hanging out and with the kiddos and they're watching cartoons and I'd never picked up on it. I'm like eating a bowl of cereal. I'm not paying attention. My back is to them. They're watching cartoons. And all of a sudden I hear Jack go, oh, yes.
At least it was an OC.
And I was like, huh. Okay. And I keep eating. And then like 2 minutes later, Luke, oh, yes. But like with an accent. And I'm like, wait, is this real life? Is this really happening right now? Sure enough, like I gave it a few more minutes and oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And so I turn around, I'm like, dude, okay, who says that in your life just like that? And they, you know, they go to a school.
Yeah, yeah.
Down in the south.
The hood?
In the hood.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, well, I don't know, you know, one of their teachers.
Oh, yes.
No, oh, yes.
At least it's not OC.
Oh, yes.
OC.
I'm like, stop it right now. Who talks like that you learned that from? And stop doing it. Immediately.
Oh yes. I love that.
Whenever, no, it's weird because it's coming
funny.
From a 7-year-old white kid and then my blonde haired blue eyed son who's like the whitest looking Casper
yeah,
dude I've ever seen. Oh yes. I'm like, dude, for real, bro. You need to stop it. You need to stop that right now. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Crutch phrases. Static.
Shello. Dude, I cannot believe you're talking about that right now. When we came out to New Mexico, we heard like my one of my close homies, his son, dude, he'd be like, oh yes. And I'm like, what the heck is that?
Right.
Dude? And then the other one is Arita. Arita. And I'm like, what the heck? Ahorita over here doesn't mean right now. Like, where I'm from, growing up knowing Spanish is like, you better get over here. Ahorita means like right now. When they say it, it's like, oh, later. And it is just so weird. And then there's another one I heard it. They go, bah, bah. And I'm like, what the heck is that, dude?
Right, there's so many, yeah, ridiculous phrases. I'm sure I say half of them.
Only in New Mexico, though, do you go, oh, yes.
Only in New Mexico, for real.
Oh, yes.
But not with my super, super pale white sons.
Has you said ooey yet?
No.
Okay, that's...
No, my sister-in-law says that. And it's like, dude, don't. My last name, Padilla, I'm like, don't. No, don't. Don't. My little sons are not talking like that. Oh, yes.
That is the weirdest, dude. Yeah, to see two little white boys say that would be hilarious.
Especially since it doesn't match up with any of their vocab or verbiage. Like, the way that they talk is super like, hey, bro, dude, no way, that sucks. Oh, yes. What?
They go from, hey, dude, bro. Oh, yes. That's so funny, dude. Oh, man, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, yeah, that's funny that you brought that up because me and my wife were just talking about it last night. Because my mom, you know, she's still here, and she's leaving in March. I don't know if I told you guys.
Uh-oh.
No.
Yeah, she said she hates the cold. She doesn't like the weather.
Dude, there you go. Answered prayers.
You're mean. Oh, yes. So we're sitting there, and me and my wife, we're having a conversation on our own, but then I go, Mom, have you heard anybody, you know, when you're at the store or anything, go, oh, yes. She goes, what the heck is that? Right. And I go, I don't know, but only in New Mexico.
Yeah.
So now she's listening now. She's got an ear for it.
Now you're going to hear it everywhere. Trust me. So.
Oh, yes. All right, love you guys.
I love you, too. Po' boy from Cruces.
I think my favorite crutch phrases are like the Spanish ones.
Yeah.
I used to make fun of them, and now I actually say something when I'm grossed out. I'm like, uy, oh, come on. And it's not even on purpose anymore.
Please don't ever do that in front of me.
I have, and I catch myself.
Don't do that.
Uy.
No. Your name is Bransford.
I know. Okay. And before that, it was not a Spanish name either.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
I grew up like really close to Texas until I was 15, and so I always say y'all, and I'm fixing to.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And then I moved here, and everybody's like, "Oh, they."
Yeah. And you're what? I don't.
And they're like, "Oh, hey, Vato."
Yeah.
Underlay, let's go.
Bueno, bye.
Bueno, bye.
What? Okay, bye.
It's goodbye. Bueno, bye.
Bueno, bye.
I know. My favorite thing now is like, right? And I'm like, oh, and I'm like, seriously? Did that just happen? I guess.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Say shut up, and then I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I got to stop that one.
Yeah.
I got to stop that one. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Crutch phrases. What is your go-to? I think mine evolves because I'll have one, and then you'll call me out on it. And you're like, I got to really work on that one. Right? I don't say that one as much as I used to.
No,
I think that one was like a go-to for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? Everything. Every response, every caller that called in. Tell us a story. It's like, right? True story. Yeah.
For real.
Straight up, dude. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And that's what Michael says on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Straight up. Dennis says, nah, man.
Dude, see, I like that. I call everyone man, including my wife.
His wife.
I think it's dude for me. Like, oh, dude, come on. Dude. Are you serious? Dude. Static!
Dude, I forgot one. Said, when I first came out here and I started working, we were kind of tight on money, so I had to get a second job, and I became a shift manager at McDonald's. Okay? And when I'd mess around, I'd say, oh, trick. And then this one girl goes, did you just call me a trick?
Oh, no!
Dude, I'm serious. And to me, back home, I was always, you know, everybody was like, oh, trick. And then when I came here, dude, like, 20 times, dude, people are all, what did you just say?
That is unacceptable language, sir. You're like, what are you talking about?
Exactly, dude, and I was freaked out because when the chick told me, and I was like, no, what are you talking about? So, that was the other one. All right, love you guys.
Love you too, bro. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Crutch phrases. Catch phrases.
It's really difficult to say.
Go-to words.
My go-to word whenever I hear that is, oh, crap.
Yeah, it really is. So much so that Paul in Houston said we need to rename traffic just, oh, crap. Because that's what you do every time you hear that bumper music.
Yeah, I freak out.
But you got it together today. Look at you.
Yes, there's an accident. The left lane is still blocked on Coors South at Paseo. There's also some construction work. Ramp restrictions, I-25, south at Avenida Cesar Chavez, exit 223. Left lane is closed, lead west at Broadway, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Talking about crutch phrases. What's your go-to? What do you use a lot? We have a ton.
We do.
505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here on Dandelier where it's closed, and I'm on
McMahon.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
But I've been saying a lot lately, what can you do? Whenever somebody's complaining or like, expects me to help them out, I'm like, what can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do? I don't know how to help them. I don't know.
The That's so perfect.
I mean, what can you do?
What can you do?
You know?
We just had a conversation with what can you do?
What can you do? I mean, what can you do with
that? I don't know exactly, right? What can you do?
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. My go-to when anybody asks me how I'm doing, can't complain.
I've noticed that.
Can't complain.
I've noticed that. I'm like,
hey, how's it going? Can't complain.
Can you just be honest?
I mean, and then it's usually, I mean, I could, but no one will listen. Right.
Now real conversation.
So how's it going?
Thieves says, no matter what time of day it is, I greet everyone with good morning, and my answer to how are you is never better.
Yeah. Can't complain. Steever.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to call you out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. By the way, he can complain.
Thank you, Steever. Oh, but he can, and he does.
That's not what I was going to say.
Let's let that one ring out.
Okay, how's this, Mitch? Okay. Uh-huh.
Bam! Oh, my gosh. Yes, seriously. Uh-huh. Thank you. Uh-huh. I have said this to you in the past week. Yesterday, I said, I'm stealing that. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You guys just need to realize when I say uh-huh, either A, I'm staring at my cell phone, B, I'm staring at my computer screen, or C, I'm just not listening.
No. No, when you're staring at your computer screen, it's what?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what I said?
Uh-huh.
And I like will repeat the question verbatim to you. Uh-huh.
Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So, kind of slightly off topic. It was on topic a few minutes ago.
Okay.
So, I've worked in New Mexico for a long time and recently moved out of New Mexico. And I went on some in-state or in-country mission trip.
Okay.
Like when I was a teenager, and I was talking to some girls from Arkansas, and we were having a conversation, and she was telling me this story, and I was like, huh? And then she's like, excuse me? And I was like, that's awesome, huh? And she's like, I'm going, what? And then she's just like, yeah, that was so fun, huh? Are you okay? Is something wrong with you?
It's just like the last breath of air in a sound.
That is amazing.
But we do that in New Mexico. It means like, it's like a confirmation. Like, yeah. But it's just like, it's just, ha, like that.
And you spell H-U-H-H-H question mark.
That's incredible. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Catch you guys.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
God.
Silly phrases. What are some of our crutch phrases, go-to words that you use? I love that. Or even just like, I guess, breaths.
It's a breath.
Huh. 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 Right has become, that was the one that became that for me. Because
yeah.
It seems like, she's right, it's a confirmation.
Yeah.
You have like a confirmation that's your like go-to confirmation word. Mine was always right. Right? That means yeah. I'm listening to you. Right?
Right?
So if I say right, you know I'm listening to you. If I say, uh-huh, that means I'm not listening to you. But it's still a confirmation word that I'm pretending like I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Anyways. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Wiggins.
Fireman Wiggins.
There's just so many of these to talk about.
Right. Anyway,
your guest yesterday did one that I always find funny, and you guys helped out with it too. When somebody starts a sentence with, to be honest, or honestly.
Yeah.
I stop and go, do you lie to me when right. you don't say to be honest?
Can I be honest? Can I be honest right now?
Right. I hope so. And then radio hosts do it a lot too, because you guys kind of have to, but they ask and answer their own questions.
Like, oh, dude.
Do I want to go to the mall today? No, I don't want to. Why don't you just say you don't want to go to the mall today?
Right.
And then I hang out with people to go, do you want to get something to eat, or
they don't even say or. It's do you want to get something to eat, or
right. It's like, oh, say it, or yeah. don't say it. shut up. I'm trying to give up coffee, so I'm a little grouchy. And then there was some other ones, and I just can't remember any of them right now. I think it's the coffee.
Or is the worst one for me, because that's usually when me and my wife are trying to figure out where we're going to eat. All right, what can we eat? There's like Sonic or...
I can't stand when somebody goes, me, personally, myself. Well, who else is it going to be? You're talking to me. You don't have to let me know that it's you personally, that this is your personal opinion.
Right.
Me, myself,
I mean,
and they put their hand on their chest like they're all sincere.
See, whenever people say that, I try and think, whenever people say, me personally, honestly, in my opinion,
right.
I think, okay, they're obviously spouting this from someone else they heard.
Exactly. Like, what the heck's going on here? Am I missing something? Did I miss a memo about how to say 50 words without saying anything? You guys should do that. How long can you say something without really saying anything at all?
Amazing.
Oh, I am queen at that.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and then I had to get rid of one, too, that my stupid sister, and that's the word stupid. I used to say stupid for everything. Oh, don't be so stupid. Hey, stupid. Oh, you stupid idiot. And big fat, too. Big fat or big ol'.
Yeah.
Big ol' hamburger, big fat hamburger. Anyway, that's it.
Wiggins, we've missed you.
Yes, we have.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too, man. Good to hear from him. Fireman Wiggins. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
To answer Wiggins' question, how long can Mitch, Steve-O and Mitch say something without saying anything?
Yeah.
Aww.
4 hours every day? Totally. Anyone? Four hours? Steve-O? He's gone. He's gone. Hey, local artists, get to mystaticradio.com right now. There's a locals rule section. You can send us your music. And guess what? It may get added to rotation.
It just might.
Just like this, Chad Barella sent in some stuff. We played it for New Music Tuesday. You guys dug it. And we added it.
There you go.
So check out all the details about how you can get your music into us at mystaticradio.com. While you're there, get your tickets for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. It's going to be amazing.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. There's definitely traffic.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bridge repair in Montaño, Northwest at Culture. It looks like that accident that was around the other area, the west side area.
The area
is cleaned up.
Okay.
Road construction, the left lane is closed on Lead West at Broadway, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Ran over there, grabbed some coffee real quick. You grab some OJ.
Yes.
And we grab Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project. Hey,
good
buddy.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Yeah?
I am. I really am. Yeah. You know my word?
What's
is
your word?
Alamodi. And I'm the most, and I am the most white, Montana, corn-fed. But I had a customer once that had it on his front license plate, and he explained it to me. He says, you can see someone, like, if it's a really hot girl, you go, Alamodi. Or if something really bad can happen, you go, Alamodi. Right? Or it's just like, so there's like this million and one uses of Alamodi.
Right. Well, that's like, dude. That's, I think that's how I've turned dude into, you know, 17.
It's all the voice
words.
Inflection.
Dude. Dude.
Alamodi.
Dude. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Our phrases, our go-tos.
How much fun is that?
It's fun.
And then New Mexican, we have a bunch of...
Yes, we do.
...things. Like
we really do.
A lot.
I'm trying to make sure that my sons don't use them.
We're teaching my kids. They got to blend in.
Oh, yes. No.
Oh, see?
You
they
got
to blend in. Blonde hair, blue-eyed, like white kids trying to blend in. What are you talking about?
No. You know what?
Eske blend in.
His wife, Michelle, his wife is really good at it.
Yeah?
She's really good at all of these sayings. So I think they're going to be just fine.
There you go. More than just sayings, doings. We don't want to just be hearers, but doers. And you are doing what God has called you to do with the Aspen Project.
Man, we have so much going on. You know, yesterday we went to Friends of the Fatherless. They have a secondhand store.
Okay, all right.
And we did a remote from there, and it was awesome. People are making a difference. They're supporting over 25 orphanages.
Wow.
Is that nuts?
That's
pretty crazy.
Very cool.
The Orphans Exchange. And that's on Wyoming. Let me just get the address really quick because I just want to give them a plug. 1815 Wyoming Boulevard. But it's really neat. And so if you have extra items that you don't really want to take time to do a garage sale,
yeah.
the clean, good ones, guys,
yeah.
bring them over. Gary Mabu over there. What
and
an awesome guy.
Yeah. And it's for orphanages.
It is.
Wow.
He's actually going to come on. We have committees instead of just that. We do so much
yeah.
that we form committees, and he's going to head up our orphanage committee.
Very cool.
So I'm super stoked on where God's going to lead us.
Yeah, and you, I mean, you off air, you already mentioned something going on this summer. You got a lot that you're working on. Already.
I know. I need someone to give me like millions of dollars so I can just get all of it done.
Is that it?
You know, let's just go ahead and do that for him. Let's just go ahead and. Just kidding.
No, you know, on a real deal, we're having a silent auction. Exhib It.
Okay.
Is, we're their ministry of choice.
Okay.
And we've done it through Unite. Unite okay. for the Forgotten Kids of New Mexico.
Yeah.
So we're teaming with Justin and, LifeQuest.
You know, Justin.
They go, Justin, he's
Bieber.
Awesome too.
No.
Timberlake.
We wouldn't need to get extra money.
This is true.
You guys aren't helping.
Justin Marbury.
Justin Marbury.
LifeQuest.
Yes.
So if you're a business and you want to give something to a silent auction, get a hold of me, 410-4460.
That's right.
But we have Fred.
Who's Fred?
This is our Thursdays, Wednesdays child.
Oh, okay. I'm like, okay.
I'm skipping around.
You are skipping around. Let's do this.
But he's 13. And so we got 5 more years before he enters the world as an adult.
Right.
And we want to place him with a good Christian home.
We do.
He's on our Facebook as well.
All right. Yes. And I've linked the Facebook, your Facebook, to our Facebook.
Thank you.
There you go. Linking. So Fred, he is our...
You know what? And he's kind of a Star Wars fan.
Really?
And I understand that you may have a little bit more room.
Not yet.
I know.
In a few months. Dude.
It takes a few months to actually get the adoption.
Star Wars fan.
He enjoys cool. spelling and reading.
Yeah.
I'm reading his profile right now.
Oh, cool.
If you go to Aspen Project, their Facebook, it's facebook.com/Aspen Project.
And he's a Star Wars fan.
He is a Star Wars fan.
He should be stoked right now with all the news going on. Yoda spinoff movie.
I'm sure he is. He's 13, bright, outgoing, and energetic. When he's not playing with his electronic games or reading books, he can be found on the baseball diamond.
He's a Star
That's
Wars
right.
fan and he plays baseball?
Dude.
He's me!
Yeah. He's you.
Isn't he a great-looking kid?
He's me at 13.
Look how cute he is.
That's pretty awesome.
He's a good-looking kid. That's right.
You can learn more information at facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can go directly to facebook.com/aspenproject, where you can find out information on the Wednesday, Thursday, weekday child.
That's right. Hey, and if you... Listen, not everyone's called to foster and adopt.
Yeah.
And this may be a little too much for you, but it's not too much for y'all to pray. So go
Absolutely.
To the Facebook page and hit like or say a prayer for him right there on. And just let us know that you're supporting him in prayer, because we want to wrap these kids. If we don't have the resources ourselves, we want to wrap them and just bring them before God's throne.
I have seen the power of prayer recently in my life, and to see how God moves and works, and how, you know, he talks about giving and abundantly bigger, more than we can ever ask, fathom, or dream of. And it's amazing when God moves and God works, what he can do just through that, as you said, that power of prayer. And so if everyone listening would just commit to that, what? Let's get 10 minutes out of your day, really? Take 10 minutes out of your day to pray for these children, to pray for these organizations, to pray for the people who are not just needing homes, the orphans, the foster kids, the whoever, but also pray for the people behind the scenes, man, that I, because there's paperwork and there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, and every aspect of it needs to be prayed for. So,
yep.
Well, you know, and this is our next generation.
Yeah.
I don't think we as adults understand how important it is that we impact the youth of today.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, the other side gets it.
Yeah.
And they're raising up our kids to believe in things that are really pulling them away from Christianity. It's important that we grab a hold of these kids and imprint Christ on their heart.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, I mean, I know America may not be there in the end days, but let's at least have a bunch of good Christians that aren't there because we're raptured.
Right.
So, but that's why it lays so heavy on our heart is with the youth is because not only has God called us to do that and we need to obey his commandments, but truthfully, when I'm an old man, which is like tomorrow, these kids are going to be taking care of us and running our country, and we need to have youth who are now adults with a good, firm foundation in Jesus Christ and understanding that our country was built on those.
Yeah. There it is. AspenProject.org. You can find information on that. Clay joining us in studio, and you can find out information about the weak child. I don't want to call him the Wednesday
child. It's an Aspen child.
The Aspen child.
I like that.
Yeah, that's better. I like that. Okay.
But get a hold of us, and then if you have stuff that you would like to give for the silent auction, please get a hold of me.
There you go. 410-4460 is the phone number. That's 410-4460. And, dude, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget to support your local radio station.
There you go. You can find out more information on that at mystaticradio.com. Or just go to the concert on Tuesday, because that's a good way to support, and you get to see an amazing show.
Yes.
There you go.
The red jumper suit.
Yes, the red jumpers. The red jumpers, man.
The red jumpers.
The red jumpers, they're amazing.
Guess what they wear on stage? Red jumpers. Red jumpers.
505-410-4460, that's the number to contact Clay for more information on getting involved in adopting. Maybe it's respite care, maybe it's fostering, maybe, well, whatever it is. That's your phone number.
You know, and we've had several young ladies that have chosen to keep their children. So thank you for your prayer, and thank you for the courage of those young ladies who have chosen life.
Amazing. All right, we got to take a quick break. All the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you're just joining us, grab the details there. Give Clay a call. And taking a quick break, coming back, we got the Black Keys for you. But first, details on that Red Jumpers show coming up on Tuesday. Steve Oneman.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Carol Hood. Song's called Afraid.
You all right?
Yeah. Hit my face on the mic.
I didn't even see it happen, but I saw the movement, so I knew exactly what happened.
Thankfully, I got this gnarly beard face going on. So it didn't really hurt.
Had some cushion.
Kind of padded
like
me.
Like that dude who got stuck in the bubble wrap that we read about?
Yeah. Guy working construction fell 30 feet.
Onto, what are they called?
No, it was just a bubble wrap that they had from the scaffolding.
Oh, scaffolding.
Apparently, when you buy scaffolding on eBay, they bubble wrap it. And I have no idea. And somehow this dude fell 30 feet.
And there was so much bubble wrap that he fell into the bubble wrap and had to be cut out
That would have been awesome. Could you imagine, like, kind of wiggling around, like, popping the bubble wrap?
Just leave me. Just leave me. This is fun.
This is so not funny, but I would have wanted to have been there just to hear the explosion of bubble wrap. Like, that's one massive, like,
simultaneous.
That would have been awesome. Like, dude, that was the loudest bubble wrap pop I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my gosh, was that a car backfiring or thunder? Bubble wrap.
Dude fell 30 feet into bubble wrap.
That's what it was.
Which is incredible.
He survived.
He needs to be thankful, and maybe this is a catalyst to turn his life around or something. Who knows? I don't know the guy. I'm not judging him.
We just heard from Carol Hood.
We did. They have a monstrous announcement coming up on Monday.
And we will keep you informed.
We will. I'm going to see if Nate will come on. We'll just talk to Nate.
Okay.
Find out what the dealio with Carol Hood.
Isn't he overseas at the moment?
Yes, he is.
So good luck with that.
In the UK. Nate Young, the drummer for Amberlin, his side project. And
Nate Young, he does all the social media for Instagram. It looks like he does most of Twitter for Amberlin.
Uh-huh.
He also does the new app, Vine.
Uh-huh.
He's so creative.
And he's also a model for an ad agency in New York.
He's super.
These are true stories.
Yeah.
He makes me crazy.
Why
he's
is
like
he jack of all trades and good at all of it?
Most talented dude in the world. His dad played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So you can follow, oh my gosh, so you can follow him or follow Amberlin on Vine, and they have the funniest and most cool videos.
Yeah.
He's a talented dude.
Nate Young.
Also in Carol Hood.
Side project, Carol Hood, which.
Side project.
One of my favorite. I know, right? His side project is one of my favorite bands. Cool. Good job there, Nate.
No big deal. NBD.
Yeah, so we'll have more on Carol Hood coming up Monday when they make whatever announcement it is they are going to make.
It's a Monday.
Guess what? 8:15.
It's 8:13. It's 8:13.
You can do it. I believe in you.
There's an accident at the interchange, I-40 West at I-25. That's exit 159 BC. That's before Christ.
Really?
I don't know. What does BC stand for? It says BC.
Exit 159 B and C. It's like there's exits
they didn't put
A,
B and C.
B
they
just
put BC.
Yeah.
Before Christ. So, you know, you're good there. And there's another accident central east between New York Avenue and Rio Grande Boulevard. Lots of accidents up over there. Road construction, the right lane is closed. Constitution at Pennsylvania. And that is your look at traffic.
Stever.
It's on the ramp from westbound 40 to northbound 25 in the right lane.
There you go.
That's not one might.
He knows better.
Thank you, Stever.
He's in a helicopter flying overhead.
Always in a helicopter.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
Yeah.
Or flies. Yeah, there you go. Driving
so
brought you by... Can I say this, please?
And that's your look at traffic.
Driving brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And happy Thursday to everybody!
Right?
It is Theology Thursday. On Thursday,
finally,
coming up at 9 o'clock, we will have our dear friend Jarrett in studio. It's National Marriage Appreciation Week.
Yes, and Jarrett will be talking about that. Or as I call him, J-Dog.
J-Dog.
He doesn't know about it, but that's what I call him.
Coming in at 9. He's from the Bay Area. We'll call him J-Dog.
Hey,
what is it really? It's National Marriage Week?
It's something like that. It's National Marriage Week. It's where we appreciate marriage. And... check this out.
Okay.
Before we get into this.
Yeah.
The longest married couple in the U.S. are named, their name's John and Ann Batar. I don't know. But they have been married for, guess how long?
82 years.
Close. 80.
Really?
Longest married couple ever. Right now. John is 101 and Ann is 97.
Wow.
And they have... 5 children, 14 grandchildren, and 16 great-grandchildren.
Do they have any, like, marriage advice for people? They've been married the longest.
No, they don't.
They kind of win right now.
No, but they are in San Bernardino, California, so maybe Jarrett knows them.
Ah, yes, because all Californians
know each other.
So we'll talk to him.
About that later.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Yeah, it's National Marriage Week, and we'll be talking more about that. National Marriage Week USA, celebrated February 7th through the 14th. And, man, lots to get to on that, and we'll get to all that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Not right now.
No. Right now, we got some Micah Talks for you.
He's a romantic at heart.
Okay.
He is.
Okay.
Listen to his album. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Citizens, song called In Tenderness.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks to everybody who's been praying for my co-host. You.
Hi.
Last week had to go to the dentist.
Yeah, I have a slight infection in my top left wisdom tooth, and I have a crazy bottom left wisdom tooth.
Which is
a
not.
A crazy rebellious bottom wisdom tooth, and all my other ones are also messed up.
That's bad, right?
Yeah, because now I get to spend a whole week pretty soon looking like a chipmunk.
So you're supposed to, you're due to get your wisdom teeth pulled.
Yes, I'm making an appointment today.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm getting, but here's the thing, I'm getting my teeth cleaned next week, so it can't be what? Next week.
Why are you getting your teeth cleaned right before you're supposed to go in for, like, surgery?
Because I didn't think about it.
You're like, I really want them to look white and shiny right before they pull them.
I don't want the oral surgeon to judge me. So I had to get them clean.
At least you're honest about it. At least you're honest about it.
So I have a crazy, crazy infection right now.
You do.
And it feels awful.
But they gave you some sort of...
Yeah, they gave me penicillin to help fight the infection.
Okay,
so
that's
good.
Take
2 a day, every day, until it's gone.
Our day. Uh-huh.
And they gave me this stuff. This stuff is... it's like, I don't even know how much it is.
I can't even take you seriously right now.
They gave me... it's a pill that has hydrocodone and acetaminophen in it.
Acetaminophen.
I don't know. And... it's to help fight the pain.
Right.
And this morning has been kind of a crappy morning for pain.
It's been gnarly.
Because last night, I wasn't in too much pain. Like, it was bearable. So I was like, oh, I don't need medicine. But then for some reason, I reached for my bag anyway to get the to get the medicine. And I'm like, wait, what am I doing? Oh, no, you're becoming addicted. Oh, no. And so I didn't take anything. And then I super regretted it this morning.
Your wisdom tooth is growing in sideways in your face, and you look like a chipmunk, bro.
It's tearing into my tooth.
It is totally okay for you to take the prescribed medication. You need to listen to Shock Therapy Live. We just talked about this yesterday with prescription medication. And
I listened, but then I got afraid. So this morning I woke up and super regretted it. And I just took my medication.
Yeah, I know, because you, yeah.
And it's kicking in now. So I am not allowed to operate heavy machinery.
Uh-huh.
I should probably not be allowed to talk, because I feel like I could say anything right now.
Exactly.
I feel like I could fly.
Which is exactly why I wanted to do what we're about to do live on the radio. Because it's going to be hilarious.
Feeling a little tingly.
I'm trying to get this music!
I ate food before I took my medicine, just in case anyone is wondering.
You can just keep talking.
Well, I don't know.
I got to set this up.
What are you doing? Well, okay, just preface.
Don't freak out.
Preface. I took my... Oh, my gosh. I took my medication, but before I did eat, I had a Stever. I am safe about my medication taking. I really don't know what I'm supposed to talk about. And everything is a little bit tingly right now. And I just know that I shouldn't be in here alone, allowed to talk on live radio, which is exactly what he's allowing me to do. To talk on live radio. Because I can't. I shouldn't be allowed to do this.
Death and a Cure. Static Radio. Good morning.
When it all goes south.
Steve Owen, Mitch hanging out with you and joining us in studio right now. Our boy!
J-Dog, what's up?
J-Dog in the heow.
Good to be here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I gotta get your music. We got special music for you, you know, because...
We do?
Yeah, you gotta have special music.
Oh, yes, of course we do. We have special music for you.
He's from the Bay Area, remember?
That's nice.
Oh,
that's right.
I remember.
I can't find it.
Is it whatever. Baywatch?
No. Yes, it's Baywatch. Yes. He's from the Bay Area. So, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I want this to end.
Yeah.
Immediately.
More than you.
Have you ever had to wear a red Speedo?
Don't ask.
Running on the beach?
Back in the 80s, I did.
Okay. There you go. I like it. I mean, the 80s. Come on. You can. All right, fine.
Oh, yeah. You
fine.
Can feel that one.
Thank you.
So, Jarrett, pastor here at Calvary Albuquerque and super rad dude. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Can't complain.
You know, it's marriage week, right?
It is. It is marriage week.
And it's Mitch's birthday, too.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
tomorrow.
It's my birthday
officially.
Week.
Hey, oh, dude,
I hear it's also Pastor J-Dog's birthday week as well.
It is on Sunday.
Does that count? I thought Sunday was the first day, so technically next week would be his birthday.
That's like the cusp of the week, so he gets 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So your birthday week started on the Super Bowl, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember that.
Oh, I was there.
I felt for you.
That was heartbreaking, truly. I just, oh man.
I was screaming at the TV.
I was undone. I mean, the Niners.
That's
they should have had that last call. That's
they really should have. It felt like a hold.
Yeah.
It really did.
It did.
It did. But it wasn't to be. It's Ray Lewis's last game. Come on, we had to see him cry one more time. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Ray Lewis!
You love your job too much.
I do. I do. That's how he... Man, come on. Every single press conference, every single anything, I was like, okay, cool. How's he going to twist some weird random scripture for his Ravens glory?
Yeah.
And it seemed like every single time he did, he had the, you know, the interview beforehand where he was talking about how God can't use murder, so yeah. I'm not a murderer because God would never use something like... I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
You really need to read like 2/3 of the New Testament written by Paul, who was like killing Christians.
A murderer.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Right. You should go read that. But, yeah. So
well, you got to cruise in a Humvee at the end, right?
I mean,
that was like, that was epic right there.
You know, you should be stoked because your team won or went to the NFC Championship last year. They won the NFC Championship this year and went to the Super Bowl. So maybe next year they'll just finally win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think about Jim Harbaugh as their coach. I mean, he does an amazing job. But, yeah, the team, we're overdue.
Yep.
I mean, overdue.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have only been in the playoffs deep every year. You're totally overdue. Whatever, I'm a Bucks fan. My son calls them the Suckaneers. They're that bad. We won 6 games this year, and it was
not
an
good.
Improvement.
That was. That actually was an improvement.
It was.
We won 4 games the year before.
Hey, good job.
Oh, thanks.
Good job.
Maybe you should start liking soccer.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Actually, I've been trying. I've been hanging out with Beenix a little more, and he's soccer guy, and so I'm trying to get into Newcastle.
Football.
The soccer team.
Well, you know about Beckham, right? He's leaving LA.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Wait, who?
You know Beckham, David Beckham.
Yes. Yeah. I do. I sure do. He's married
David
to Posh
Beckham.
Spice.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk serious around the corner, I promise. National Marriage Week kicks off today. It goes through February 14th. And we're going to talk a lot about marriages. In fact, we found a list of the 10 things, the top 10 things men look for in a wife and the top 10 things women look for in a man,
which
is
husband.
Dangerous. So we're going to talk about this list and kind of break it down because I was a little shocked, actually, by this list, according to this national survey. So we'll talk about that
and
on
how
the
to
flip
have a,
side.
And how to have a better marriage in 7 minutes.
7 minutes. We're going to change your life. 7 minutes.
According
that's all it takes. At least according to this piece of paper. Yeah. The internet. Everything's true. That's what I hear.
That's what I hear, too.
I can't wait to hear.
Google
I'm taking
it.
Notes.
It's
I'm
true.
Taking notes.
Pastor Jarrett, Theology Thursday on Thursday.
Finally.
It's going down right around the corner. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Requested Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra for My Beautiful Bride.
My name is Eustace. Actually, it's Mitch, but... It's
her favorite track on Static Radio. So I play that from a lady.
Nice.
From a lady, because it's National Marriage Week.
It is.
You always want to do things to please them, to
That's
make
right.
them happy.
Exactly. So in studio with us, Pastor Jarrett. Hanging out with us from the Bay Area.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a long trip this morning.
Yeah.
From San Fran.
That's a serious commute, bro. Yeah.
You're dedicated every morning.
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
It's my private jet. Yeah.
Crazy gas bill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So hanging out this morning, we got Pastor Jarrett, and we're talking about National Marriage Week. This year's National Marriage Week USA campaign featuring nearly 1,000 events, classes, conferences nationwide, and we thought, dude, let's jump in on this action and talk about it. So we found this list. Yeah.
Of 10 things men judge, or 10 things, what people want in their
wife. Significant other.
So, and it goes both ways.
Yeah.
10 on each side.
Jared, how long, you've been married?
I've been married, yes.
Just a couple years, a few years.
A couple years, we're going on, we're going on 20 years this year.
No way!
Yes, 20 years.
Dude, what are you? Are you going to do something crazy special?
You can't
say it on the air. That's okay.
I was thinking,
is she listening?
The Mediterranean, something around there.
Okay.
Yeah, that
does she
nice.
Prefer Trisha or Trish? Because I always shorten it. Like Michelle, I turned into Mitch because it's like, that's too many syllables.
And that's why he was made into an honorary.
At the end of Trisha, it's just too much. Trisha. So I call her Trish and I'm like, I don't know if she likes that.
Either one.
She go by Shah? Shah.
Or T. You would call her T.
What's up, T? I call you J. TJ.
T&J.
Yeah.
There you go.
I call her Beloved.
Oh.
Yeah, see? You gotta, of course.
My heart melting.
Just so sweet. So here it is. We found a list of 10 things
that men prefer.
What they look for in a spouse, in a significant other.
Let me ask this.
Okay.
Is that a list that maybe the wife has put together? Or
no, they surveyed what?
Are
Where
you
did
sure?
this come from?
If you're... I don't know. They just surveyed people.
Okay.
They surveyed single people
on the streets, what they're looking for in a mate.
I'll go from number 10.
Okay.
Electronic devices they carry. So what kind of phone you have.
Are you kidding me?
Really? That's number 10.
That even made the list?
That's number 10.
Well, okay. You better go get a better phone.
You know, right? What kind of phone you got, girl?
Yeah.
What kind of phone you got? What kind of cell service you got? I got to be able
to talk. Now, is that from the guy or the girl?
This is from the guy, what they prefer for the girl.
For the lady.
I see.
Okay. Yes. Cell service.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The car they drive.
Are you sure this isn't a
conspiracy? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Superficial. Okay.
It's all very superficial. There really isn't anything
to
do with their personality.
The car they drive. When I met my wife, she drove a Jetta, and I thought, that's
Gotta
very
get a
practical.
Jetta.
It's very practical. That's very green of her.
Maybe there's something about the character of the person in that car.
Maybe. You know? The car's got to fit. Well, I think...
They got to fit the personality.
Yeah, I feel like your car kind of is your personality. It's like, that's who you know. It's
well,
a big old construction
super...
dude. They got the big truck.
That's right.
The
but big, I was super thrown off when I saw you driving that truck.
Why?
Well, I just didn't expect it. I don't know what I expected. Kind of like Phoenix when he comes in. I'm like, what is with this huge blue truck that you own?
I hear you. Maybe it's a wife thing.
I was gonna say it's what happens when you have kids,
that's
bro.
Right.
No, when you have kids.
I actually asked Phoenix. He told me his story. It is a wife thing for him. His wife likes to go camping.
Well, outside of work. Rather than having the truck, I honestly, I'd have a sports car. I think I would go with the convertible Porsche.
Convertible Porsche.
No, yeah, Alfa Romeo.
NBD.
See, actually, I love Alfa Romeos.
There you go.
The Spider.
See, I would rock a little motorcycle.
Yeah,
but I have kids, and my wife was like, gone.
You can,
motorcycle's gone.
You can teach them how to, like, you know, how the Chinese juggle, and they can all just on the bike.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm saying? Stack them on top. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's no room for kids on motorcycles.
Nope.
Get a little side cart, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know. Okay, so things that dudes look for
in
a lady.
Electronic devices they carry.
Okay.
The car that they drive. The shoes that they wear.
That's no dude looks at a lady's shoes.
Yes, they do.
I've been with you since 5:30 this morning. Oh, you're wearing brown shoes.
Yeah.
I had no idea till just now those were the boots you were wearing.
Yeah, but you noticed my accent today.
What?
That's number 7 on the list. The accent.
The accent. So you got to make up an accent.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
This is a terrible list. This is really what dudes look for in ladies?
Having or not having a tattoo.
Hmm.
Okay.
Tattoos. That's kind of a bigger thing these days, right?
Yes.
Like if girls have a tattoo, like I think it's really cool when guys and girls. I love tattoos.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So
you're like, hey,
that's a very noticeable thing.
I would say on the flip side of that, if she's got like you meet this girl and you're like, yeah, and vibing, and all of a sudden you know she shows up and she's got this sleeve and it's got like the Tasmanian devil and like
okay, the Daffy type of tattoos.
You're like, no, maybe this isn't really.
I bet you regret that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Does this mean you're fickle? And you make stupid decisions in life because. And so maybe that's it. Because seriously.
Or maybe she just really likes the Looney Tunes and it's something you're going to have to get used to.
Okay. All right.
The clothes that they wear. Their style, their fashion style.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
No dude. All right.
Yes. Yes, huh?
You know what?
Fashion.
Actually, I'll agree with that. When I met my wife, she worked
careful,
at a salon.
Yeah, I know.
She worked at a salon.
Shovel?
She worked at a salon. Yeah. So she always looked like super rad and super fresh and like vibey clothes and just like, oh, I dig that girl's style. She's rad. She's got a cool, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll get close. I'll give
Which
you that.
Which follows to number 3, hair.
Ah?
Hair.
Yeah.
It's important.
I care.
Importante.
Yeah, my wife's haircut right now, most beautiful haircut I've ever seen in
my
life.
You were actually just talking about that off air.
I was just talking about that off air. She got bangs, and it's like, don't ever change that haircut. That's the best haircut I've ever seen in my entire life.
She has the Tron haircut. Is that what
that's
calls
exactly
it?
That's exactly what we called it.
Well,
and
yeah.
She went in saying, I want the Tron.
So it's like.
So her bangs look like Luke cut them because they're kind of crooked, you know what I mean?
I think it's
but they
rad.
Look cool.
I dig it.
All right.
It's fresh.
Number 2, grammar. Seriously.
Grammar.
How they talk.
You know, I would agree with that.
With
that one.
Yeah. Grammar?
Well,
if your wife came up to you and you're like, and she's like, ooey, I don't even like that.
Is that accent or grammar?
Ooey.
That's both.
Ooey. Yeah. It's both. I'm combining them. Ooey and she ain't got that or something like that, you know?
Okay, you know what? Yeah. No, you're right. I guess that's number 2.
She has to know how to speak.
Wait, if that's number 2 and we haven't gotten to like body parts or anything, like really, what's number 1?
Teeth.
This
Smile.
Is the dumbest. Who did they poll? Who did they ask?
They polled 5,481 single people.
So, National Marriage Week, and we
so
already got the list
want.
Of lies. This is like a lady, a girl went around asking
she
guys,
did.
And they were like, grammar and her cell phone. I love shiny teeth. Can I go now?
And moving on to women. What women want for...
No, we can't just brush past this. Okay. This is what dudes look for in ladies. Do you think this is really accurate, what we look for?
I don't think so.
It's
superficial.
Yes, all superficial, exactly.
Well, at the same time, though, like eyes to me, oh, my wife has the biggest brown eye, the beautiful, like, oh, come on. So I get
eyes.
That.
Eyes matter.
Hair.
Yes, they
teeth,
do.
Teeth, really?
Yes.
I don't know.
Teeth matter, you just don't.
Well, unless they have
matter.
Teeth coming out the side.
Right.
Well, in Japan, actually, people have been getting like a...
Snaggletooth.
They call it, the snaggletooth.
Wow.
Because it's very popular right now.
They get shaped that way.
I guess maybe teeth is important, depending on where you're at. Static!
Steve on Mitch!
What's
hey,
up?
No name!
You're missing the point.
Okay.
I mean, I love a good snaggletooth just like any other guy.
Oh.
But on the whole teeth thing, you're just missing it, Steve. Well, it's not that they're looking for shiny teeth or the overbite or anything. It's kind of like in the wild when they show their teeth. It's a predatory kind of sign. In this instance, any guy looking at any girl and she smiles, showing her teeth, it's on. That's all it takes.
You know what the funny thing is? I was talking to a guy last night in our small group, and that's exactly what he said was... was one time when he was like 16 or 17, he was trying to get on base and the girl smiled at him, and instead of going onto the base, he started like hitting on this officer at the gate of Kirkland because she smiled. So he assumed like, hey, this girl's into me. So you know what? You're right.
You know,
it's on when they smile. That's all I'm saying.
Which is why, ladies, be careful who you smile at.
I'm not going to show you that.
That's right. No, Dave, thank you.
That's true. Whenever I make eye contact with anyone in a store, obviously, no, I know I'm married, but no one else knows I'm married if we're just at a store. So if I make eye contact with a guy by accident, I just automatically eyebrow raise.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting because I can't.
That's what you get. Eyebrow raise?
Eyebrow raise.
Wow. Steve-er.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about Vanilla Ice earlier.
Yeah.
We were.
And I guess his new project's got that baby got teeth.
What?
Yeah.
Are you being serious? He really is.
He is being serious.
Phantom. He's phantom.
Boom, tsh, gone.
Yeah.
Baby got
teeth.
That's MC Hammer. No, because that's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, that was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, that's from Ice Age, right?
Yes.
We're parents. We got that. So National Marriage Week, and we found this survey of the top 10 things that dudes look for in a lady. Mm-hmm. I guess teeth, number one, pseudo makes sense.
I'd have to add personality. Personality, okay, sense of humor,
which is why this is top 10.
The real deal.
Right. Like, if you have a sense of humor and we can, because, you know.
Yeah, sense of humor.
Yeah.
Of course.
If they can't take a joke and they start crying when you're like being funny, dude, come on. Come on.
I'm not good with, I'm good with that. I agree with you.
Okay.
If they can't take a joke, if anyone can't take a joke, I'm like immediately offended. You can't take a joke, so I'm mad.
Static.
I'm surprised that there isn't like, that you have something in common.
Right.
I know.
On the list. Or that she lives close, so you don't have to drive very far.
That's a true man spoken.
That is a true man right there. But you know what? When I met my wife, she lived like 30 minutes. And for me in Albuquerque, it was like, dude, this is the longest drive I've ever seen in my entire life. But it was worth it because I got to hang out with her. So
that's how it was for my husband and I, because we were friends for a long time before that. But when we started dating, for some reason, we chose to live on opposite sides of the city. So I'm on the west side. He's on Tramway, which is...
You chose to live on the opposite side?
No.
That's just the way it works.
It's just how it happened. It was awful. I was like, dang it, this is a 45-minute thing with traffic.
But it was worth it.
It was.
I'm telling you. Top 10 things that men look for in a spouse. Static.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Hey.
So it sounds like you guys need some help with that list from a single guy.
Okay.
So for the most part, it's pretty accurate, except I know when I was younger, the cell phone thing actually mattered because, you know, didn't have much money, and I was like, okay, I can't go from... Well, this is back in the day, right, when you had to watch your minutes?
Yeah, and if they have the same cell service as you, it was...
Right. It's weird. It's like, after 7. We can date well because I can text you all day long, and I don't have to worry about how many I use. Oh, good.
And you have to talk after 7, so you get those...
That is...
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, nights no, don't and weekend minutes. Don't call me until 8 o'clock, because that's when my minutes...
That's when my nights and weekends, free nights and weekends
get in. And then we can talk all night.
All night, girl. All night. Just after 8 p.m.
and then when does it kick back on? I have a question. When does it kick back on?
I have
on?
No idea. When days like, start?
I wonder, because we've been talking consecutively for 8 hours. Does it start when I hang up?
Wow. So as a single dude, what do you look for?
Well, honestly, the smile. I don't know why, but if she has a nice smile, and it's not just like walk up and she smiles, but she has to be smiling already, you know? If I see a girl that just has like a frown on her face, it's the biggest turnoff. It's like, wow, I bet she'd pretty if she smiled.
Yeah.
First impressions.
All right. There you go.
I would say this about my wife, though. Is when I first met Trisha, not only did she have a beautiful smile, but with personality, but she's beautiful. I mean, Wouldn't that? Shouldn't that be on the list? What do you think?
Yes.
Right. Attraction.
Attraction. Absolutely.
Right. Thanks for the call. Yeah. And see, that's the thing is well, sometimes when you get these surveys, it's like, are people really being honest?
Yeah.
I was.
They're kind of being
very much
to get
so
the answers.
Attracted to my wife.
Yeah.
Like so much so that, my best friend Joey Belleville, mm-hmm. his wife actually called Chrissy the day after we met. To apologize for Joey's friend because I was so nervous. I don't know if you've know when I get nervous I talk.
Really?
Sounds crazy. But I couldn't shut up. I was so nervous because she was so strikingly beautiful that it was
there
like I just couldn't stop talking. And so they actually called Chrissy the next day to apologize for Joey's friend because he. I was a little weird uncomfortably. I just couldn't stop talking.
See, there you go. The obvious.
But thankfully, she thought it was cute. So, it's amazing. Static.
Nope. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
First thing my husband complimented me on our first date was my teeth.
Hey!
Wow.
They were all there. They were straight. They were white. And he grew up in Lovington.
There.
Good story.
Wow. There it is. Thank you so much for that.
Amazing.
We're talking about National Marriage Week, and we found a list of the top 10 things men find attractive in a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got a list of the top 10 things that ladies find in the dudes as well. I can't find it.
Oh.
It's not in there.
Okay, fine. Start at number 10. Guess what?
What?
Same thing. Electronic devices they carry. Mm.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really the weekend minutes? Is it really like, hey, if we're on the same service plan, we can talk?
Yeah.
How is that?
I don't know.
I feel like if I met my wife, if I met Chrissy right now and I was rocking an iPhone and she pulled out like a droid, I wouldn't be like, oh, droid?
What?
Oh, are you?
Okay, but you just noted two smartphones. What if she pulled out her like Nokia, her dinosaur Nokia with like the push buttons?
Then I would be like, hey, cool, that's practical. And she doesn't care about needing the next best thing, which means I'm not going to be spending stupid amounts of money if I marry this girl on the next best thing. Let's get married now.
Okay. Okay, good. Good thinking.
It's practical. I'm just saying.
Number 9 is their accent.
Okay. This is what ladies look for in a guy?
Yes. 8, the car they drive. 7, shoes. 6, having or not having tattoos. 5, nails and hands.
Nails and hands for dudes?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Which, honestly, I am not because I don't have good hands or nails. And so that's one thing I hide. I'm like.
Hands in your pocket?
Hands in pockets. I'm cross-armed.
Yeah. It's called lotion. I don't know if you knew this.
I just bite my fingernails.
So stop doing that.
I'm trying.
That's something that's easily.
You're my nail biting accountability partner.
I really am.
And you're not doing a good job.
I feel like I have been. You haven't been biting your nails during the morning show, have you?
You don't pay attention.
Okay. All right.
4, hair.
Okay. Mm. For a dude?
Yes.
All right.
3, clothes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And 2 and 1 are the same, grammar and teeth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So men and women are looking basically for the same thing.
Superficial.
Good teeth.
Materialistic. Mm-hmm.
Can't say
Very
ain't.
Much so.
Don't never say ain't.
Yes.
Don't have a snaggle tooth.
Ain't got no snaggle tooth.
I know. I'm like, how's mine?
That's interesting. Static.
Hey, yeah, so first of all, Mitch, I totally sympathize with the nail biting. It's a problem for me, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you guys know where your hands
are
all
day? We're Nail Biters Anonymous.
You're touching doorknobs where some snotty kid just like, and then he like touched the doorknob.
Why is there a snotty kid in my job?
I don't know, but he was here earlier touching all the doorknobs.
That would be you.
Don't put your fingers down. Exactly.
It's the worst when you bite them so short it hurts really bad.
For like a week.
Dude.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's the consequences of your actions, guys. I'm just
Take that one, parallel that to sin.
So anyways.
Yeah, so, I mean, when I met my fiance, I met her on the bus, and I was not physically attracted to her at all.
What?
Yeah, it was a totally neutral physical attraction, but it's when I found out that she had such a strong relationship with God, and that she lived 5 minutes from my house.
Soon you'll be living together, so that won't be a big deal at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude!
But then the physical attraction came later.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, bro. We gotta talk. Amazing. Yep. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And that's That's kind of what we wanted to talk about. We were talking about this off air, and it's National Marriage Week, mm-hmm. and You got some outstanding marital advice from, who was it, John Corson?
John Corson.
John Corson.
Yes.
What'd he say?
He said two things. You got to be attracted to your wife,
yeah,
which is the obvious, of course, before
right.
And then also, she's got to love the Lord. I mean,
yeah,
exactly what the last caller said. You know, there's got to be a love for God in there. Otherwise, it's going to be a superficial relationship. You're going to be staring at cell phones day and night.
Yeah.
Or shoes.
Yeah, or shoes. Or the other nine things. Well, they have nice teeth, I guess. Hey, you want to play some Scrabble? Your grammar's good.
Let's go drive your car.
That's right. Yeah.
It's unreal, but you're right. And I think we shy away from that a lot of times as we talk about marriage. It's okay to be attracted. Now, here's where the troubles come in. Recently, we were talking about Pat Robertson, who has a knack for saying idiotic things on television.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, received a letter from a teenager whose parents were, not doing well, fighting, divorce had already been mentioned. And the question was asked, well, what can we do? What can I do to help? My dad's not really interested in my mom. He'd rather play video games than be interested in my mom. And how do I get them that spark to come back? And Pat Robertson went to the opposite extreme and said, well, maybe your mom just let herself go. Like, she needs to pretty herself up. And, you know, and it was just like, what?
And that was even what he was talking about.
Yeah, that's
one-sided. And so I get that there needs to be that attraction, and there needs to be. However, when you say I do, Mark Driscoll, he this is one thing that he mm-hmm. he always talked about. You know, he had that book Real Marriage.
Yeah.
In fact, Skip talked about this for Keep Calm, Marry On.
Oh, yeah.
Greatly. Is that no matter if that person was number one or number 471 on the list of who God had for you, the second you say I do, they become the one.
Yeah.
And they also become your standard of beauty. Period. And not like, hey, when she was 19, looking like that. That's the standard of beauty that you carry with you. But throughout the duration of your relationship, your wife constantly must be your standard of beauty.
Absolutely.
Therefore, there has to be that attraction.
There has to be. There has to be that attraction. And, you know, I love what you said. You nailed it right there. You know, when you say I do, I mean, you're committed. You are making a commitment.
Yeah,
with God too. And the whole deal there is that there should be an attraction, but there also, you know, I mean, let's face it. When we talk about personality and that independence, but yet there's a dependency for one another,
mm-hmm.
that's a healthy thing. And I think we've moved away from that. There's so much emphasis placed on independency and all that, which, you know,
Beyonce was just singing about that at halftime.
That's right, she was.
she totally.
And she was supposed to be in a car, too.
Yeah.
Her nails looked fine, but. And the teeth, you know.
Yeah, you know.